Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. My name is Gabe, and we are on the second day of our two-day lesson regarding whether it is better to take an internship or a part-time job. Yesterday, we met Kelly and Frank, who were having a good discussion about this very topic. Well, Kelly believes that working experience you can get from an internship will set you apart from other applicants. Frank, on the other hand, says that he needs to cover his living expenses, so working for free is not an option. Well, we are going to continue with this discussion in today's lesson. Here are a few of the points that we will be talking about today. Bridging the gap between two things. Networking with people. And of course, it's important to prepare for these things. Let's go join Rebecca inside to find out more. Part-time jobs, right. They're both great, but what is a good way for, like, preparing for the working world?
I definitely think internships are probably the best way to prepare for the working world.
Really?
Yeah, because you're gaining valuable work experience in your specific field. I mean, that is the purpose of an internship.
Okay, well, we are going to continue with this conversation with Frank and Kelly, so let's get started with the first reading for today.
Internship or part-time job?
That's good, but what if you can't get that job because you don't have prior experience?
Then I'll look for other part-time jobs that don't require as much experience.
You know, a lot of internships are designed for students to help bridge the gap between school and the working world. They also give you the opportunity to network with people who could help you in the future.
Part-time jobs can provide that same opportunity. You just have to apply for the right positions.
I still think that internships give you a greater chance for development and look better on your resume.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点我们来看的是 prior 这个形容词。prior 是指之前的。例如 ,the prior year's profit for the company exceeded $2 million. 这家公司前年度的利润超过了200万美金。或者是 the mayor insisted that he had no prior knowledge of the bribe. 市长坚称他事前完全都不知道贿赂的事。prior 也可以当介系词。如果是 prior to 的话是指在某个事件或某个时间点之前。例如 prior to his trip to France, our boss will go to England. 我的老板去法国之前会先到英国一趟。接下来我们看的是 bridge the gap 这个成语。bridge 当名词本来是指桥梁，但是在这里是当动词，意思是指弥合或者是消除之间的距离。gap 在这里是指缺口或者是差距，所以Bridge the gap 是指缩小差距或分歧。例如 ,the aim of the new tax law is to bridge the gap between the rich and the poor. 这个新的税法以缩小贫富差异为目标。或者是 ,Daniel works two jobs to bridge the gap between his income and expenses. Daniel 打两份工来弥补他收支之间的差距。
Okay, well, Kelly and Frank still disagree. Now, at the beginning of this section, Kelly says, but what if you can't get that job because you don't have prior experience? And let's take a look at that little phrase, what if?
What if is a great phrase to use if you don't necessarily know what's going to happen next. For example, what if I can't make the practice tomorrow? Or...what if I make a mistake?
Well, Rebecca, if you can't make the practice, then just make up for it another day. And if you make a mistake, you just need to get up and try again. Now, I have to think of an example, too, for this sentence. But what if I can't think of any example sentences?
Well, I think it's time to move on to the next point.
Okay.
Well, Frank responds by saying, then I'll look for other part-time jobs that don't require as much experience, and Kelly responds by saying, you know, A lot of internships are designed for students to help bridge the gap. And talking about students, like the people in the picture here?
Yes, exactly. We all know what students look like. At different ages, they look, well, these guys look very comfortable, like they're very good classmates. Okay, so these are students, and there are internships that are designed for students to help bridge the gap between school and the working world. Okay, so let's talk about this phrase, bridge the gap. What does that mean?
So what exactly does it mean when we bridge the gap? This reminds me of another example that says, one of your jobs is to bridge the gap between the students and the teachers. Now, oftentimes when I think of a bridge and I think of a gap is a space, and then the bridge goes over the space and it kind of connects two different groups or people or connects two different things.
That's right. So maybe your job in the government is to help bridge the gap between the rich and the poor. And there are different ways to bridge that economic gap. Okay, well, later on, Kelly says they also give you the opportunity to network with people who can help you in the future. I love this word, network. What does it mean?
Why do you love this word so much?
Well, because I think it's important to network with other people. You make connections with other people, and then they make connections with others, and you're all part of a network.
Exactly, and sometimes the best way to get a job is to network with people in your field.
Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud. They're going to talk about some diplomatic language.
Hello, friends. When someone responds perhaps to something you just said, is that person agreeing or disagreeing with you?
Well, perhaps is just another way of saying maybe. So we're still not sure how the person feels, right?
That's right, Ken. Well, you won't find the answer if you're just looking at the face value of the word. This is a situation where cultural factors come into play. When native English speakers say perhaps, they're usually disagreeing with you. But instead of directly contradicting you, they use perhaps as indirect diplomatic language so as to be polite or avoid sounding rude.
Here's another way to politely disagree with someone. Instead of saying, I disagree, you might say, well, that's your opinion. Or, I see what you mean, but, and then insert your point of view.
Avoiding negative words is also a good tip if you want to be polite in expressing disagreement. So, don't say, I think that's a bad idea, as most people tend to react badly to the word bad. Say instead, I don't think that's such a good idea, or simply, well, I'm not so sure about that. When people hear that, they'll understand you don't exactly see eye to eye with them, but they'll probably not get very angry with you.
当我们跟别人讨论事情, 意见不合的时候, 我们该如何表达我们不认同对方的看法? 最直接的表达当然就是 I disagree, 但这样讲是会伤感情的。 我们可以试着用比较婉转得体的方法来表达不同的观点, 与其直接反驳对方, 我们可以先表达我们了解对方的立场。 比如说, Well, that's your opinion, 我知道这是你的看法, 或是 I see what you mean, 然后再说, But 我觉得怎样怎样。 有时候在表达自己看法之前, 先加入一个 perhaps, 或许你说的有道理。 加了这么一个字, 就好像在摩擦当中加入了润滑剂。 另一个方法呢, 就是避免使用负面的字眼, 像 I think that's a bad idea, bad这个字很刺耳。 换一个表达方式, I don't think that's such a good idea, 或是改用更婉转的说法, Well, I'm not so sure about that, 我不确定耶。 如果想要跟某人维持良好的关系, 就要懂得如何用委婉的表达来做沟通。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, let's continue this conversation between Frank and Kelly. Frank says part-time jobs can provide the same or that same opportunity. You just have to apply for the right positions. Now let's talk about this phrase, apply for.
Okay, you can apply for so many different things, right? You could apply for a position at a job or a company. You could apply to a university. Maybe you need to get a credit card. You can apply for your credit card. Or if you need a passport, you can apply for that passport.
Exactly. There are so many different ways to use this phrase, apply for. Well, last week, my brother applied for a position at Starbucks.
No
and
way.
Guess what? He got the job.
He got the job.
Got
good
the
job,
job,
Rebecca's brother.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
I know. He applied for it and he got it. Of course, that is a good success story. We hope your stories are the same way.
Exactly. Or you could say 2 weeks after Jenny applied for the position, she got an interview. Well, all this talk about applying for makes me want to apply for... No,
for...
don't worry. I'm not going to apply for a position.
No, don't leave this job.
No, right... no, I couldn't do that.
No, I need you. You're a good partner, but we do need to talk about this next phrase over here. Okay, Kelly says, I still think internships give you a greater chance for development and look better on your resume. So let's talk about that phrase.
Let's talk about to look better on. Now, in our lesson, we're referring to resume, but we could also say that something looks better on your application. Mm-hmm. For example, it looks better on your application if you have work experience.
That's right. Maybe you're applying to go to school at a university. It could look good on your application if you say something more interesting about yourself, something that sets you apart. Well, we do have more to learn right after this. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now, what do you think is the best way to prepare for the working world? An internship or a part-time job? As we have already seen in our lesson, Kelly thinks that internships provide a lot of valuable work experience. She also thinks that they offer a greater chance for personal development and look very impressive on a resume. Frank, on the other hand, feels like you can get the same experience with a part-time job, but you also get paid. Well, let's find out the conclusion of our lesson with the next reading.
Internship or part-time job?
But any type of work experience can show that you are a hard worker. You just have to express that when you apply for a job.
Perhaps. But if your resume isn't impressive enough during the application process, you'll never even get an interview.
Well, considering my class schedule and finances, an unpaid internship just isn't going to work for me right now.
Even so, an internship is still beneficial in the long run.
Well, I hope you find a great opportunity at the internship fair. But right now, I need to prepare for my interview.
OK, 继续我们看是 beneficial 这个形容词 ,bene 这个字首有好的或有益的意思，所以 beneficial 是指有益处的或者是有利的。例如 ,regular exercise is definitely beneficial for your health, 规律的运动绝对对你的健康有益。或者是 using different visual aids in class is beneficial for learning, 课堂中使用各种视觉上的教学辅具绝对对学习有帮助。所以我们看的是 in the long run 这个成语 run 在这里是指期间所以 in the long run 是指最后或者是指就长远来看例如 although physical training takes a lot of time and effort in the long run it will pay off 虽然体能训练既耗时又耗力但是终究都会有果效的或者是 in the long run our change in strategy will help the company earn higher profits我们策略上的改变长远来看的话会替公司带来更高的收益 And now let's get back to our teachers.
All right, well, let's go back to the top of this section where Frank says, but any type of work experience can show that you are a hard worker. And I like this phrase, hard worker. Does it remind you of another word, Rebecca?
Yes, hard worker reminds me of the word diligent. And if you are diligent, this means that you are someone who works really, really hard. And it could refer to anything that you work hard at. But typically, I do usually think of my studies when I think of the word diligent as well.
That's right. Your studies or your homework. Are you a diligent worker? Do you have diligence? Well, that's the noun form of this word, D-I-L-I-G-E-N-C-E. Do you have diligence? Are you a diligent worker? Oh, Rebecca, here's a little quiz for you. What is the opposite of diligent?
Let me think. Diligent, you work hard.
Yeah,
someone who doesn't work hard is someone...
Is?
Lazy!
Yes.
You are lazy. If you don't work hard, that means that you are lazy. Gabe.
What?
You don't consider yourself lazy now, do you?
No, of course not. I just wanted to mention the opposite of diligent. So we hope that you are diligent and not lazy.
Well, let's move along in our lesson. Kelly says, perhaps, but if your resume isn't impressive enough during the application process, you'll never get an interview. And talking about the word impressive, let's talk about it.
Okay, well, it's a very impressive word. Let's use it in another sentence. Maybe you went to a show and you thought it was a very impressive show. You will remember many things about it. Maybe someone gave a very impressive speech in your English class.
Exactly. Or maybe you went to an art museum and you saw many pieces of artwork, but one in particular really caught your eye. You could say, that piece of artwork is very impressive.
Okay, well, many things could be impressive. Maybe someone is under a lot of pressure and you notice their attitude is not that bad. They actually have a good attitude. You could say they have an impressive attitude.
Exactly. Now, Kelly is concerned because if your resume is not impressive enough, then you might not end up with an interview during the application process.
That's right. Well, Frank says, considering my class schedule and finances, an unpaid internship just isn't going to work for me right now. And I really like this sentence, and I think Liz has something she would like to share about this. Let's join her now.
How are you doing today, friends? My name is Liz, and please take a closer look with me at this sentence. Considering my class schedule and finances, an unpaid internship just isn't going to work for me right now. It just means if you think about how my class schedule and finances are right now, an unpaid internship would be very difficult for me to handle right now. Notice the pattern. Considering a situation, comma, something just isn't going to work for me right now. This is a good sentence pattern to use when you have to explain why you're not going to do something just for now. For example, let's say someone's got this plan to go travel for 3 months, but suddenly they're having some trouble with their health, and so they decide to not take that trip. That person can say, considering my recent health problems, taking a 3-month trip just isn't going to work for me right now. Or let's say a woman might get asked about why she isn't getting a job to get some extra money for her family. Her answer might be, considering how my kids need me at home, getting a job just isn't going to work for me right now. And that's it for today. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, let's continue on with our lesson, which says... Well, Kelly says, even so, an internship is still beneficial in the long run. So beneficial is a great word, but what do you think the opposite of beneficial is, Gabe?
Good question. If it's not beneficial, it's detrimental.
Exactly.
And let's take a look at that word, detrimental. That means it's bad for you. It's going to cause things to go bad. Okay, so for example, smoking is detrimental to our health. Everyone knows that.
Exactly. So we shouldn't smoke because it could be very harmful, very detrimental to our well-being, to our health. That's a great example, Gabe.
That's right. You could also say that it has a detrimental effect on someone's body. Well, what are some things that you think are detrimental to your body? Or what are some things that are detrimental to society as a whole? Talk about that in English.
And let's go ahead and talk about this next phrase, in the long run. In the long run, it sounds like a great phrase to talk about. Well, a good example would be, what you are doing right now may seem kind of pointless, but in the long run, it could turn out to be very beneficial or very helpful.
So it could seem pointless now, or maybe something seems painful now, but in the long run, it's good for you. Like exercise, it seems painful at the moment, but in the long run, you will be thankful that you exercised.
Exactly. So some things are hard to see the benefits of at this very moment. Well, Frank continues this conversation by saying, well, I hope you find a great opportunity at the internship fair, but right now, I need to prepare for my interview. And let's talk about this phrase, to prepare for.
That's right. Of course, you all know these words because you need to prepare for your tests almost every week. Some people have tests every day, and you need to prepare for those. You need to get ready for those.
Exactly. Or you could say, I need to prepare for my speech next week. Or, on her day off, Judy decided to prepare for her class. So there are so many different ways to use the phrase to prepare for.
So what kinds of things do you need to prepare for? You better get on it. But right now, we need to go and join Linda in the editor's summary. So save your preparing for later.
We see Kelly and Frank discussing whether an internship or a part-time job is better. Frank is applying for a part-time position in his field. But Kelly asks what will happen if he can't get that job. After all, he doesn't have any experience. But Frank just says he'll look for something else if he doesn't get this job. And Kelly tells Frank that many internships help bridge the gap between school and work. And you can also network with other people who can be of help in the future. But Frank retorts, with part-time jobs, you can do the same thing. Kelly goes on to say that she believes that internships give a person a greater chance to develop, and they look good on a resume. But Frank thinks that any work experience can show an employer that you work hard. Kelly does point out that a person might not even get an interview if their resume isn't impressive. But Frank doesn't think that an unpaid internship will work for him at the moment, with all of the expenses that he has. But Kelly still thinks they are beneficial.
Thanks, Linda. So, Gabe, we've reached the end of our lesson. And have you made up your mind? Which is better, part-time job or an internship?
Well, I have an even better idea. How about a paid internship? Huh? That's even better. You can make money during your internship.
You got me there. That's a great idea. Well, I hope that you all have learned a lot today, and we have so much more to learn next time right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.